Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Burning Hearts, using scripture to draw us into a deeply intimate conversation with the Lord. Rachel asks us to consider two questions. What is God saying to us? And what are we doing about it?
Hello, friends, and welcome back to Burning Hearts with me, Rachel Herbeck. So happy to have you join me again as we're beginning our week going through another section of 1 Peter chapter 1. A while ago, we went through the first part of this chapter that's so amazing, and I would encourage you as you're going through our passages for the week to actually start at the beginning of 1 Peter 1 and just reread those first sections and just kind of reread the whole first chapter as you're sitting down and praying, to actually sit with your Bible and to start at the beginning of the chapter and then let it lead you into the passages we're getting into now, because it's so good to continue to feed on that reality. And what's that reality that we talked about yesterday? That we were born anew into a living hope. And that living hope is secured for us. It's our eternal life that's secured for us. And there's a down payment in the power of the Holy Spirit. And so we talked about how that's so unbelievably powerful. But now, what do we do? How are we to live? And what I love about the apostles, what I love about the teaching of the church and that we see in the scriptures, is that there's so much prescription about how to live. It's saying, this is how you should live. And it's not like, this is the time you should wake up and this is the schedule you should have. But it's showing us, this is what you do and this is where you go next. There's this profound spiritual reality that's transforming you, but you're living in the world, you're walking in the world. What does that look like? And we spent most of our time on one little sentence, and that little sentence was, therefore, with minds alert and fully sober. And the encouragement yesterday was to say, how am I living with a spiritually focused mindset? Because many of us, we compromise our minds. We let the enemy have our minds. We let all this quote-unquote neutral territory have our minds, and we fill our minds with things that are not the word of God. And so we're not ready. We're not like soldiers in a battle. There's a passage I love with Paul. He's writing to Timothy, and he says, a soldier does not concern himself with civilian affairs, but only concerns himself with the desires of his commander, of what does my commander want. And friends, this is us. This is us. We're concerning ourselves. We're taking up the space in our mind that's a spiritually focused mindset, ready for battle, ready to run. What do I need today to have a spiritually focused mindset? So we're going to continue on even with that first sentence. But first, we're going to pray our psalm. You'll join us in Psalm 128. And we are in the Psalms of Ascent, so the Psalms of going up, of really this image of David climbing the mountain of the Lord. So Psalm 128, if you'll join me in prayer. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Blessed are all who fear the Lord, who walk in obedience to him. You will eat the fruit of your labor. Blessings and prosperity will be yours. Your wife will be like a fruitful vine within your house. Your children will be like olive shoots around your table. Yes, this will be the blessing for the man who fears the Lord. May the Lord bless you from Zion. May you see the prosperity of Jerusalem all the days of your life. May you live to see your children's children. Peace be on Israel. Blessed are all who fear the Lord, who walk in obedience to him. Lord, we ask that you would give us the grace, give us the power, give us the surrender to be obedient to you today. In whatever our stages of life and whatever our walks of life, whatever that may look like, that you would help us to submit ourselves to you. And we ask all this in your most holy name. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. I love this first verse from the Psalm. Blessed are all who fear the Lord, who walk in obedience to him, that those who have right fear of the Lord. And we're going to get to this actually in this passage, maybe not today, but down the road. It talks about having a reverent fear. How do you conduct yourself? Walk in a reverent fear and walk in obedience to him. And I want to talk about this a little bit, and I'm not going to get all into it right now, but just a little sneak preview. As I was listening to a really good sharing from someone, and they were talking about being in the spiritual battle, and they were listing the tools for battle, the weapons for battle that God has given us. And so they were saying prayer, scripture, and a couple of the things they said that I had never thought of, but I was like, wow, that is a weapon for battle, was obedience and submission. that God has given us actually as a weapon for war, obedience to him because of what it produces. And so today, as we're talking about being spiritually focused, having a spiritually focused mindset, we're soldiers ready to go into battle. We're runners at the beginning of that race. One of the tools God is giving us is to be obedient. It's to be obedient to him. It's so good. I love that. So let's dive back into our passage. I want to read again, starting with 13. Today, I'm just going to read 13 through 21, and then we'll start back at verse 13. 1 Peter 1, verse 13. Therefore, with minds that are alert and fully sober, set your hope on the grace to be brought to you when Jesus Christ is revealed at his coming. As obedient children, do not conform to the evil desires you had when you lived in ignorance, but just as he who called you is holy, so be holy in all you do. For it is written, be holy because I am holy. And since you call on a Father who judges each person's work impartially, live out your time as foreigners here in reverent fear. For you know that it was not with perishable things such as silver or gold that you were redeemed from the empty way of life handed down to you from your ancestors, but with the precious blood of Christ, a lamb without blemish or defect. He was chosen before the creation of the world, but was revealed in these last times for your sake. Through him you believe in God, who raised him from the dead and glorified him. And so your faith and your hope are in God. Amen. So good. Going back to verse 13, yesterday we talked about with minds that are alert and fully sober. And now I want to talk about the second half of that sentence, because he's saying, therefore, because you have a living hope, with minds that are alert and fully sober, set your hope, on the grace to be brought to you when Jesus Christ is revealed at his coming. So he's saying, have a spiritually focused mindset. When you get up in the morning, be ready. Set your mind on things that matter. Don't let every passing thought come through your mind. And so he says, set your mind, make your mind alert and fully sober. And what is he telling you to think about? What is he telling you to set your mind? And he says, set your hope. And I think this is a really interesting phrase, set your hope. There's a lot of ways that Paul talks about hope, right? He's saying, set your hope on things that are above. Paul says, grasp onto your hope. He's saying, be confident in your hope. Grip your hope. Don't lose your hope. There's so many different places. In Romans 8, it says, for in this hope we are saved. Colossians, it says, the faith and love that spring from the hope stored up in heaven for you. In Hebrews 6, we have this hope that is an anchor for our soul. 1 John, all who have this hope in him purify themselves just as he is pure. And then 1 Peter 1, 13, with minds that are alert and fully sober, set your hope on the grace to be brought to you in Christ Jesus is revealed that is coming. Now, we've talked about hope a lot on this show, right? Hope is the desire for the kingdom of God. It's that knowing that we will be with him forever. Hope is placing the fullness of our desire and our happiness on what is to come in Christ Jesus, that we will be with him forever in heaven. This is our hope. And as we've talked about, hope is not a flimsy thing. And so hope, yes, is an idea. Hope is a virtue. But here Peter's talking about hope as a noun. Set your hope. Hope is this thing that you have. And remember, he's talking about the living hope. He says you've been born anew into a living hope. And so this hope is a gift that you have. You're holding on to it. Imagine you just holding your hands like this, and right in the palm of your hand is hope. Or right beating inside your chest is hope. It's a thing that you have, friends. And it's a thing that oftentimes we allow ourselves to lose. It's hard to have hope. And this idea of where are we putting our hope? The world is crazy right now. We see tragedy after tragedy after tragedy. You know, as I was with some young high school girls and we were talking about what are some of your fears, and some of them were saying something bad happening to my family, the tragedy happening in the world, like getting bad news, because it seems like there's bad news over and over and over again. There's tragedies in our own communities, people passing away. There's tragedies in the country. There's school shootings. There's assassinations of political figures and Christian figures, and there's all of these different things. There's so much division, and so it's hard to get up every day. And what most of us do is we get up every day and we fill our minds with the tragedy and the harmful things that are going on in the world. And then we spend the rest of our time fighting to actually have a positive attitude and to not just reflect on the things that are coming at us. But he's saying, set your hope. What is hope? Hope is the looking towards the coming of Jesus Christ. And so he's saying you've been given this gift of living hope. And slowly that hope, friends, is being drained from us as Christians as we look out in the world. And we're setting our hope on the things that are happening in the world. And we're saying, man, it's so divisive. Man, everyone's disagreeing. Man, people are killing each other. People are using violence. And slowly my hope meter is draining. Because I'm looking out in the world and my hope is either bolstered and it's either firmed up in me by if things are going well in the world or not. And Peter is saying, set your hope, place your hope firmly in what? The grace that is to be brought to you when Jesus Christ is revealed. Set your hope on eternal life. What is the grace that is going to be brought to you? The grace of the beatific vision, the grace of complete union with God. The reality that Jesus will come with love and power and justice, and he will take vengeance on our enemies. He will set everything right. The grace of total union with him, the grace of perfection in him. This is what is to be brought to us when Jesus Christ is revealed. And he's saying that is what we set our hope on. That is what we set our hope on, not in what we see in the world. Not in what we see in the world, but in what is going to come to us, the hope that is coming to us and the grace that is going to be brought to us. So when we get up in the morning, how do we have a spiritually locked in mindset? We look to Jesus, saying that hope. Imagine your hope, again, that is held in your hands or that you're holding in your chest. Imagine it. Look down on it. What does it look like? Is it a little key? Is it like a little, I don't know, a bag of gold coins? I'm not very imaginative. Is it like a little bouncy ball? Is it a little bouquet of flowers? And where are you going to put that today? Are you going to put it in the news? Are you going to put it in the circumstance of your family? Are you going to put it in your own feelings of how great you're doing in the spiritual life? Or are you going to set it on Jesus Christ and on that truth that he's coming again in glory? This is where our minds should be set. And I want you to take a minute right now, friends, and eliminate the thoughts of discouragement and say, I will set my hope on Jesus Christ who is to be revealed. I will set my hope on Jesus Christ who is to be revealed. And as you go throughout your day saying, asking yourself the question, as you start to get anxious, as you start to get frustrated, as you start again to live in the passions and those evil desires that we're going to talk about tomorrow, ask yourself, where am I setting my hope? Where am I setting my hope? Join us again tomorrow as we get into verse 14, as we finally move away from the first verse, as we get into verse 14 and discuss the rest of this verse. Amen.
Burning Hearts is hosted by Rachel Herbeck, the Director of Young Adult Discipleship for Renewal Ministries. Each program can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and at RenewalMinistries.net. Burning Hearts is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Throughout the scriptures, Jesus' teaching on the conditions for salvation are consistent, urgent, and often very challenging. Friends, I'd like to offer you my friend Pete Burek's new booklet, What Must I Do to Be Saved? This booklet unpacks several gospel passages to help us find and stay on the narrow way. To get your free copy, call 1-800-282-4789 or visit renewalministries.net/burninghearts. That's renewalministries.net/burninghearts.